Hey guys, this is CJ Solar, and I'm hanging out with Donald Jenkins talking about my hits, Collecting Dust.
I always loved like shredding and playing guitar, like that was like, right, my thing, but I found myself more wanting to like learn songs and caring about songs and right, like what bands had, you know, who was writing the songs and stuff. So I didn't really get into country music until I was in high school, but because my parents didn't really listen to it either. But getting into songs, I started getting into it, and decided I wanted to move to Nashville, and I actually went to Belmont. And
when was that? How long ago?
That was I moved up here in 2010.
Okay,
so graduated in 2014.
Oh wait, all right, but let's just for a second. Oh, wait, let's take it to the Division I football. Are you an LSU fan?
I'm a huge LSU fan. I grew up in Baton Rouge, like,
yeah,
5 minutes from the stadium. So I was really close. And I mean, my dad had season tickets growing up. And
you were those fans, which, yeah, by the way, I have a respect for y'all in that I went to Auburn. So it doesn't.
So you're not quite like an Alabama fan.
No, let's not even get into that. This whole show would be me on a rant about that. The one thing you have to say about LSU, like love, hate, whatever you want to say, you guys never played like an away game. And you might ask, well, sure we did. No, you didn't. Because regardless if you were playing in your home stadium or not, like your fans travel to
so
any
good
campus, and they literally take it over as if it's their own, which is what I mean. Like, y'all don't play it away.
They really
game
do. I mean,
it's unbelievable,
it's crazy.
How crazy you guys are.
It's really crazy. And I've started trying to go to like at least a game or two a year ever since I moved up here, which I have, and it's been awesome. But it's so expensive.
Because
I was like, oh, like this year we're playing our first games at Lambeau Field in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Against Wisconsin. And I was like, man, that would be awesome to go. The cheapest ticket I can find is like $350.
Yeah,
I'm like,
because everybody's going.
And I was like, no way people from LSU are going to want to travel up there. And I was like, of course they're going to want to travel up there. It's a stadium that they're probably never going to play in again. I mean, it's the first time they've ever done it.
Yeah, and they don't just take over the stadium. They take over the city. Like, everybody, it's just, it's crazy how you do it.
It's crazy. And I know Auburn travels good, too, but it's definitely
we're the nice guys, though.
Yeah,
everybody has their. Well, I'm not getting into that, so I just had to ask. All right, good deal.
Yeah.
So went to Belmont, not far from here at all. Like,
yeah,
I know a ton of people, that go to Belmont still, and I get the chance to speak there every now and then. It's really cool, but so much talent comes out of Belmont in general. But so take me from Belmont to like where you are now and what's all going on.
Well, I interned at a few different places, but the last place I interned at was a publishing company called Seagale Music, and I ended up signing over there, which was crazy how that happened. I guess like the second week I was interning, everybody over there is just like really nice and friendly, and they usually listen to the interns.
Yeah,
you know, if they want to be a writer or anything, they'll listen to their songs. And like 2 weeks in, they were like, "Yeah, if you want to play some songs," I was like, "Well, I just got some new songs.
I just so happen to have a few in my back pocket." It's funny you ask.
I had a CD with 7 songs on it that had been demoed the year before, and so I did my own session like right before the end of the year, and like gotten the 5 best songs, like, which most of them I wrote like the week before the session.
Yeah,
I was just trying to beat what I had. And did that session, and I had 2 other songs that had been demoed, and brought them in. And Mike Owens over at Seagale, I just played him the CD, and he was like, "Man, you mind if I show this around to some other people?" And I was like, "Please!" And it was just really crazy how. About a week later, they were like, "Hey, we kind of want to sign you," and I was just like,
"Wow,
this is crazy!" And so I've been over there for.
Are there any things that,
years,
that, you know, in regards to you, like what you were dreaming about and what music would be and kind of what you want, is there anything that's totally different than what you thought it would be in regards to pursuing it in general? You just thought like, it's just not, it's different, it's better, it's worse. I don't know. I was just wondering.
I always thought, coming up here, I always thought like there's not much of a harder profession than trying to play music. I mean, when you think about it, everyone thinks, man, you're just up there having a great time and just sitting around playing guitar and not doing anything. I'm like, I would love for it to be like that. But sure. There's so much stuff that goes into playing and writing. I mean, and I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to do the artist thing too. So it's like a whole nother thing where you just, I want to say, I mean, it's just a lot of work.
Yeah.
And playing shows and rehearsing and setting up.
A lot of moving parts.
Just a lot of stuff that a lot of people don't realize. They just think you, like, pulled into a town and set your stuff up and, you know, and it's like, or you're like, man, that's great that you're opening for whoever you're opening for. It's like, man, you have no clue how many strings had to get pulled and all kinds of stuff for you to be anywhere. So it's just, I knew coming up here that it wasn't going to be an easy path, and you know, a lot of things have happened for me a lot easier than a lot of other friends that I know.
It doesn't have, in your opinion, or just from my perspective, it's not as much a talent thing. I mean, it is, don't get me wrong, but if you put everybody on the same talent playing field, if you could, then you go, okay.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know. Some people work really hard and just do enough and are talented. They're just not like Chris Stapleton talented. And you go, Chris Stapleton's been around for, he's been in town for almost 20 years.
Right.
And, like, and people are just now finding out. I mean,
right?
the town as a whole knew about him for quite a while, but I mean, he sang just as good when 15 years ago.
I know.
He's an amazing person and
like,
talent.
Everybody goes, oh, he just came out of nowhere overnight. I'm like, he's been here.
Oh, yeah. He's been. Well, he actually wrote at Seagale for about 15 years and then left for Warner. Yeah, I mean, he's just incredibly talented. And there's so many people that, I mean, even like you said, Crowder, was you had him. And he's an amazing singer and writer and everything. I mean, there's so many people that are just writers because they just don't even want to have to deal with all the artist stuff because it's just
there's a whole other thing.
And it's like, and being a writer is a full time job in itself. So trying to balance both, because whenever I first signed, I kind of put the artist thing on hold and was just trying to write and learn as much as I could and try to write the best songs I could for about a year or two. And just learning all of the stuff. And I can see how even that is a full-time job, but it's
well, speaking of songs, let's get to one. One of your favorites or, one that it can be one of yours. I know you are actually working on and going to be releasing an EP here pretty soon.
Yeah, I've got an EP coming out April 15th.
Nice. So, hopefully this gets out before then.
Yeah. So
it's a podcast. I'm not. Yeah, hopefully it will. Yeah, but go ahead. We'll say
it's
it will.
It's all good. But so it'll be out by the time this airs. But yeah, I'm really excited about it. I got 5 songs that are going to be on it, and I've written between like 200 and 250 songs the last 2 years.
Right.
So it's like I had a lot to pick from, but I've had a few songs recorded by other artists, and one of my favorite songs I've ever written was a song called Blue Bandana that Jared Neiman recorded and was my first cut and my first single ever, and that happened last summer.
Wow, that's a great song.
And I'm just really happy to and lucky to have had that happen for me. And I know that a lot of people go a lot longer without having cuts or singles or anything. So I'm just very fortunate. But
I love that
song. And so I might play that if you want me to play it right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. Well, I definitely want to hear that one. And then I want to hear one that's not been cut.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Like your favorite that for whatever reason is just like sitting on a shelf.
I might play one from my EP.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Let's do it. So, can you tell us the story in the background on this song?
On Blue Bandana or the other song?
Well, whatever you're about to play.
Well, I'll play Blue Bandana first.
Okay.
And Blue Bandana was, so I wrote this actually before I had my publishing deal. And me and one of my buddies, who was the first, Andy Wills, who was the first guy I ever co-wrote with in Nashville. I met him at an NSAI event before I'd even moved up here. And then one of our other mutual buddies, Ben Goldsmith, was working the front desk at BMG, and we got together at 6 o'clock one night after he had locked up BMG, and we wrote in one of their writer rooms, and we had started something else. I don't think we were crazy about it, and Andy had this title Blue Bandana, but we didn't really know. There was no idea, and we started just talking about music festivals and how one of them was, I think it was how Merlefest was coming up, and just kind of talking about how we loved going to them and that we wanted to go to more, and we kind of started with the first lines of the song and a little bit of the chorus and a little bit of that first verse, and we were like, dude, what if it's that Blue Bandana hook you threw out, and it's just sort of looking for the girl in the blue bandana.
Wow.
And we were like, man, that feels cool. So we kind of finished it, and we sat on it for about 6 months, and then we demoed it 6 months later, and about another 6 months later, Jared ended up recording it, and probably only about 2 or 3 months after he recorded it, they picked it as the first single from his record. That his record is still coming. It hadn't come out yet, but anyway, so it's just
Blue Bandana.
I take it from my experiences going to Bonnaroo, because I went there for a couple years. So, but anyway, Blue Bandana. She was dancing in a sundress under a Carolina sunset on the last night of Merlefest. She told me she ain't missed one since the summer she turned 18. Hit that road on a gym set dream, hitchhiked a ride in a beat-up van, following her favorite band. And now she's a Bonnaroo baby, she's Coachella crazy. She'll be folking out in Newport. You've probably seen her before, up at Lollapalooza, the Muddy Wakarusa. She'll be at the hangout down in Alabama. Just look for a girl in the blue bandana. Smoke was in the air. We were chilling in some lawn chairs, saying we wish we could have seen Woodstock. Told me she was leaving in the morning, heading down to New Orleans. Said, boy, you ought to come along, and I know I should have gone with my Bonnaroo baby. She's Coachella crazy. She'll be funking out in Newport. You've probably seen her before, up at Lollapalooza, the Muddy Wakarusa. She'll be at the hangout down in Alabama. Just look for the girl in the blue bandana. Several thousand faces in a crowd, and I know she's out there somewhere jamming out. She's a Bonnaroo baby, she's Coachella crazy. She'll be folking out in Newport. You probably seen her before, up at Lollapalooza, the Muddy Wakarusa. She'll be at the hangout down in Alabama. Just look for the girl in the blue bandana. Whoa, whoa. Now I got a beat-up van, and I'm driving across this land, looking for a blue bandana.
Yeah, it's a great song. I tell you what, this is going to be hard to believe because I've lived in Nashville 14 years and I've been to a lot of concerts. But believe it or not, last year was my first year of ever going to like a music festival. And Hangout Fest was the first one, which is, it had to be like starting at the Super Bowl, in my opinion. But when you hear a song like that, now that I've been to, like when you were naming it, it makes so much It makes it that much better. Like, just going to those music festivals, I just, in my mind, I was like, well, I don't really see what the whole thing is. I mean, I've been to concerts. What's the difference? And there is a difference in those festivals.
It's huge. I mean, I've only been to a few of the ones that I listed in that song, but when I graduated from high school, everybody else went on a cruise as a senior trip, and me and my band and like a few of my other buddies were like, we're going to Bonnaroo. So we went up to Bonnaroo and just had a great time and camping and just doing all this stuff. It was an experience, and I went the next 3 years too. I haven't been probably in two, but
God, they are just, it is, there's really no way to describe it. Hopefully, if you're listening to this, you've probably been to one. If you haven't, you need to go just to a music festival in general.
Yeah, I mean,
there's their big ones, the major ones. I've been to Firefly, Hangout Fest. Got to go to Tomorrowland in Atlanta, which is like EDM, but it's all different music. Yeah. It's just crazy, just the atmosphere in general. But that song, the whole time I was listening to it, it's like, you can relate now. So that's awesome. Yeah. Great job, man.
Well, thanks. So my voice is like, it's early and my allergies are like terrible right now. I'm like, oh gosh.
It's 9:10 in the morning. Another thing I didn't realize, actually the first couple of buddies that I was walking with, and when I say walking with, known, and they were walking this whole, artist journey. And I'll never forget, really, after they signed and were doing like radio tours. And that was one of their biggest challenges, I should say.
Yeah.
It's like on a radio tour, you're singing like you are now. And most of the time it's like 6 a.m. in the morning, right? Mm-hmm.
Which I really don't have a problem. I mean, it is rough.
Yeah.
But the allergies get me so much more than the morning, because you can warm up a little bit. But man, it's hard to warm up when you're like.
Yeah. Well, a great song. And hey, I tell you, I mean, it's you don't realize that your vocals are a muscle too. And then they,
Yeah.
Literally had a buddy go on voice rest because he had sang that many like days in a row that it literally wore him out.
Yeah.
And I don't think people really understand how much you actually sing day in, day out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, exactly. But God, great song though. Jeez. So usually where I go from now, I have a couple different things. It's kind of a chill, laid back. All this really is for me is a guy who's not in the music business. It's just, I'm a friend, I'm a fan, and I've been fortunate to, hear a lot of talent. And, when I hear good stuff, it's frustrating, honestly, because you want everybody else to hear it, And hey, and that's for me, so it's frustrating for you guys, But like Weston and Huckabee and Weaver and Eric Dylan and I could just name hundreds. And every time I hear one of their songs, it's just mind-blowing sometimes. So I sit back and I go, wow, I've been joking really about this for years, going, God, I'm going to do a podcast. It's called Hits Collecting Dust. Because, what are these songs doing? They're sitting on a shelf, right?
Yeah.
So here we are. This is called Hits Collecting Dust.
Yeah, dude, it's so crazy. I wrote a song about it and just demoed it a few weeks ago. I have to show it to you.
Yeah. Well, and so many people, it's your creation, it's your baby, and at the same time, you got to move on to write the next one, right? That's the nature of the industry.
This has been Hits Collecting Dust. Please support this podcast and the artists featured by going to iTunes, subscribing, and leaving us a review.